Welcome to Azure Friday. I'm Donovan Brown. Today we're going to learn how to host Spinnaker on Azure. My guest is Arun. Welcome to the show, Arun. Tell us what you do here at Microsoft.
I do something that's very near and dear to your heart, which is DevOps, right. But from a different pivot where I focus on the different DevOps OSS integrations into Azure, such as Jenkins and Spinnaker.
Perfect. So why don't you let us know, what is Spinnaker?
Spinnaker is primarily a continuous delivery platform, and it's got a lot of it's got a huge community around it, right? And one of the reasons it has a huge community is that this was built by Netflix originally, and Netflix is using this to deploy like thousands of VMs.
And they
use, the second reason it's so popular is because it is using the immutable flow, which basically means that instead of patching and upgrading your production servers, you would effectively create a new version of your application as a bunch of servers and replace your existing bunch of servers.
Okay, so this is tied into things like Docker and...
Exactly. So it's perfect for, though it's much harder to do with VMs, though Netflix has mastered the art of using them with VMs, it's perfect for something where you have containerized microservices or any containerized app.
Gotcha. And then I would use this to move it through the different environments.
Exactly.
All right, perfect.
And one of the other,
just tell us some more about what it is.
So one of the other sort of benefits of Spinnaker is that if you have your workload, say, on-premise using OpenStack or in any other cloud provider, you can easily bring it to Azure. For instance, we have the Azure driver here, we have the Kubernetes driver here, we have Cloud Foundry here. So effectively, that gives you the benefit of using this across multiple clouds.
Gotcha. So you'd be able to, if you're hosting it in one cloud, bring all that workload over to Azure, and nothing would have to change.
Exactly.
Got it.
I also wanted to show you a little bit of, like, if you go to the documentation here, you'll find a lot of these tools of how to deploy this into different clouds that we just showed. One of the things that we have added recently is the ability to do this, to create a hosted instance of this on Azure.
Okay.
Right. This again uses the Azure Quick Start templates. For those of you not familiar with Quick Start templates, they're nothing but Azure Resource Manager JSON files. And you can effectively go to Azure Spinnaker and you can browse this on GitHub. If you want to get to this fast, you can effectively go to ak.ms az Spinnaker, and that'll get you the original page that I started off from. And all you need to do here is go ahead and click the Deploy to Azure button. What this does is it basically takes you to the portal and asks you a couple of questions to spin up your Spinnaker instance on Azure.
Okay. And then once this is done, I'd be able to connect this to my, I guess, my Docker Hub registry or something to that effect?
Yes. Okay. Yes. You could do a whole bunch of things. This is the simple image where all you do is you just give it a username and a password and your DNS for accessing the actual Spinnaker dashboard.
So what is actually being spun up in the background? Is this a Linux VM or what's happening?
In this case, yes. Spinnaker runs on Linux. So this is effectively spinning up an Ubuntu VM from the marketplace, and it's going to load up Spinnaker. I already created one, so I'm just going to go to the one I've already created. Let's just spin this up. So one of the things you'll see in the instructions when you go to when you went to that Quick Start template in GitHub is that in order for Spinnaker to run really securely, because that it's effectively a dashboard that is unsecure, what you would do is you would need to set up SSH tunneling. Okay. It's pretty straightforward. You can do this with any of the SSH tools such as Bash on Windows or PuTTY in this case, where what you would say is that, okay, I want to take my local host and do a SSH port forwarding for different ports. And the ports that matter for Spinnaker are 8084, 8087, and 9000. So you SSH into your Spinnaker instance that you just created, and you do this port forwarding.
Gotcha. So basically you're creating tunnels for those ports from your Windows machine into your Linux machine.
Exactly.
Okay.
Once you have done that, then you can go ahead and you can fundamentally like go and say localhost colon 9000, and that should spin up your Spinnaker instance for you.
Got it.
Right? So what this is doing is just a SSH port forwarding.
Yep.
And that's about it. So it's pretty straightforward to spin this up. Once you have this is now the Spinnaker dashboard, where you can do things like you can define, you have this notion of an application. So let me just show you a little bit in the documentation. So Spinnaker has this notion of an abstraction called a server group.
Okay.
So think of the server group as any set of nodes. They're not necessarily like machines as they show here. They could be a bunch of Kubernetes pods or a bunch of containers in Swarm, right? Okay. And they could also be, in the case of Azure, they could also be Azure virtual machine scale sets.
Okay.
Right? So what we have done, which is kind of interesting, is you've taken... Sorry.
Yep, that's fine.
We have taken Spinnaker and we have sort of created an end-to-end continuous delivery pipeline using just virtual machine scale sets.
Okay.
So in this case, what you can do is you take your Git repository, check in your code, and you build your application using Jenkins. You could use the Azure Jenkins instance that we talked about in one of the previous shows. And then you can also use Packer, which is another OSS product that bakes your Azure VHD.
Okay.
Right? And then once you have that Azure VHD, you can now say, okay, I want to release it across different environments. And because this is immutable, all you need to say is, okay, which pipeline I want to use.
Okay.
Right? So the biggest benefit of Spinnaker is that I can have one single pipeline that I can reuse across multiple applications.
Because the application is completely contained inside of its own.
Exactly.
Either VHD or Docker image or whatever the case might be.
Exactly. Got it. So that's pretty much.
Perfect. So... And once I have it set up, I basically go and log into it. And this is using the Packer flow for VHDs, but if I were to go to something like Docker, mm-hmm. wouldn't I need something else in between, like an orchestrator or something?
Yes.
All right, so...
So the flow that you would use for that is where you could use Spinnaker with the Azure Container Service.
Got it. Okay, right. So maybe we'll save that for another show, but yep. This is really exciting stuff. We're learning all about hosting Spinnaker on Azure Friday.